T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Awesome staff. The Blue Monkey, better than ever. Thanks for letting us serve you, Memphis. It's been our pleasure. They got 2 locations, as always. 513 South Front Street, downtown, and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com for the menu. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus, live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night. The latest on Saturday night, Turnstiles.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
The James Gattis Jewelers Holiday Code Words at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Now, it's the 92.9 FM ESPN Holiday Code Word for your chance to win a $1,000 shopping spree at James Gattis Jewelers. Here's this hour's code word.
All right, this is pretty cool. All this week, we are doing the James Gattis Code Word Contest, your chance to win a $1,000 shopping spree to James Gattis Jewelers. So what you need to do is go to 929ESPN.com, and you're going to enter the word Christmas, C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S. Enter the word Christmas right now at 929ESPN.com for your chance to win a $1,000 shopping spree at James Gattis Jewelers. Again, enter the word Christmas at 929ESPN.com for your chance at a $1,000 shopping spree to James Gattis Jewelers. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Jessica, and for Gary Parish on this lovely Tuesday. On horse, whiskey, and I am in studio with the Bennett Doyle. We will be joined by Gary Parish here shortly. Bennett, how are you?
That was good. You hit
I wanted to hit the crescendo.
I could tell you were trying to do that, and you did it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I listened to Gary's show yesterday with my fiance Chris in the car. And I listened to the open, and I said, Chris, my goal is to one day be able to time out the music as perfectly as Gary does. And, you know, it wasn't the most natural, but we were close. I will give it, like, a B-minus, but an A for effort.
I'll give it an A-minus.
Bennett, do you know what Marie Kondoing is, or the Marie Kondo method is?
I do not.
I was hoping you wouldn't. Ladies out there, you probably get it. Men, like, ask your wives or your moms or anyone, but bottom line is it's this woman who came in, and her big thing is to get clutter and to get the bad out of your life and to only keep things that spark joy. And I did the Marie Kondo. I, like, threw out a ton of clothes, a ton of just random things that I've collected through the years, but I've tried to keep that thought in my head that, you know, only holding on to things that spark joy. And I'm also all about creating content that sparks joy. and talking about sports things that spark joy. But there's also this thing called reality. And the reality is that Florida State is waiting until this weekend to announce the coaching hire. And the stage is set up and the chairs are set up and they painted the field. It looks nice. They're just waiting for their guy. Matt Campbell was a name thrown around. He just signed an extension, keeping him at Iowa State through 2025. So just like record scratch that one out. James Franklin, another option. Could they pay him? Is it a move he makes? Why wait until this weekend? If it is him, is he planning for the bowl game selection show? I don't know. Could maybe he needs it. But then there's this guy, Mike Norvell, who is playing in a game this Saturday, which sounds like a legit reason to possibly hold off on a coaching search. So does it spark joy to talk about Mike Norvell potentially moving on from Memphis? No. It sparks dread and sadness, especially as the Tigers are getting ready to host their first conference championship game. It is the exact opposite from joy, but unfortunately, it is the reality, and it's what everyone has been talking about all day. It's what we will continue to talk about here. We'll talk about it with Gary Parrish coming up in just a second. I promise we'll talk about other things, too. We'll only harp on it, like, a little bit here and there. We'll also talk. It's a huge night in college basketball. Memphis Tigers playing Bradley at home with a late 8 o'clock tip, so we'll talk about that. We're also going to be joined by Keith Easterwood at 4:45. Interesting interview, or 4:25. Interesting interview came out here this afternoon about five-star Memphis target Jalen Green saying, you know, he's still focused on college. That's where his focus lies, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We'll be joined by Jeff Calkins at 5. I am going to formally submit my application to the Secret Society of Women in Sports. And if you don't know what that is, you're going to find out. And it's pretty great. Ja Morant, rookie of the month in the NBA. And the coaching carousel extends to the NFL as the Panthers actually just fired Ron Rivera this afternoon. It's intriguing. Someone's going to get a killer defensive coordinator. But we're going to start this thing with the host of this show, Gary Parrish. Gary is in my favorite city to be in during the month of December, New York City. Gary, how are you this afternoon, evening?
I'm great. And it really is beautiful. You know, to Manhattan in the summer is not great because it's super hot. You're surrounded by bricks and tall buildings. It's why people go to the Hamptons. But New York in the fall, and especially in December leading up to Christmas, it's just really pretty with all the storefronts and, of course, the big tree. And it's a nice time of the year to be here. I wish everybody could experience it at least once.
It is. It's so beautiful. It's actually, I spent my last Christmas there, and it's a place where, when I can, it's where I like to celebrate the holidays just because you get that feeling of Christmas spirit just walking outside. Here in Memphis, people aren't having a ton of spirit today, although there have been spirited discussions. I think we can all agree that this is, like, the worst, that we're not just flying high talking about Memphis hosting Cincinnati in the conference championship game and all that goes into that. But that's the nature of this business, and when you have a desirable college football coach, he's going to be desired elsewhere. Florida State appears ready to make that hire, but decides to wait until this weekend to do so. That points signs to that possibly being Mike Norvell. Is he the guy for the Noles, and if he is their choice, do you see him going there?
I'll answer the second question first. If he is their choice, I don't know how you turn it down if you're him. I don't know any other non-Power 5 coach, Group of 5 coach, who would turn that opportunity down. That's not just a job that gets you into the Power 5 or on the right side of the rope. It's a job where you can win a national championship. It's a job, you know, these other openings, Missouri, Arkansas, Ole Miss, those are all jobs, sure, in a great conference, but you're at the bottom of it, and you've got to climb through some real monsters to ever get to the top. At Florida State, historically speaking, it is perhaps the strongest of the ACC programs. And when you acknowledge that Clemson, I don't think, can be Clemson forever, and Florida State has all of the resources, including the natural recruiting base, to operate at the top of the sport. It used to do it consistently. It's just, I'll let Mike and his family make whatever decision they want, and I'll be respectful of it, but it's not the type of job that I can't imagine anybody else turning down. If he is the target at Florida State, I believe he will be the Florida State coach. And I guess I would, underline it with this. I do believe he's going to be Florida State's coach. I think it'll happen. It'll be announced, Saturday night, Sunday morning. It could break any time between then, but there's just too much, the context clues to make you turn the other direction. And you touched on a lot of them. Like, there's the report out of Tallahassee that Florida State isn't expected to make a move until this weekend. Well, the only reason you wait till this weekend is if you've got somebody you're waiting on. You wouldn't be waiting on Matt Campbell, who, as you pointed out, agreed to a contract extension with Iowa State. If you're going to get a James Franklin thing done, there's no reason to wait till the weekend. You're working on that this past weekend. So the only reason you would wait till the weekend is if the guy you're going to make your next head coach has asked you or had his representation ask you, let us get through this conference championship game. Listen, we're going to do this. I would assume at this point that Mike knows he's the next Florida State head coach, that Jimmy Sexton knows he's the next Florida State head coach, and that Florida State knows he's the next Florida State head coach. It's just there has to be a certain order to these things, and him coaching in that conference championship game and then formally accepting the job is the order in which I would assume it would happen.
And I think there's been this notion that, and how Mike has handled this through it all, you would expect him to want to coach in that game on Saturday, and the understanding of how big that is for this program. I mean, even today, he's calling on all of Memphis to be the 12th man this week to create a hostile environment at the Liberty Bowl, similar to what UCF fans did the last 2 years when the Tigers had to travel to Orlando. Now, considering that it could hypothetically be his final game coaching for Memphis, with the kind of understanding, at least from my point of view, if he gets a job, he's probably not going to be coaching in a bowl game because his new employer probably would not want that to happen. Not entirely 100%, but that might be the trend there. How does this affect the game on Saturday and this team this Saturday with a distraction of this size kind of bubbling up into this weekend?
Well, I don't know how you could argue it's not a distraction. It has to be. If it's all we're talking about and all we are is, media members / fans of the program, then imagine what it's like if you're a player and you came to the University of Memphis largely to play for that man. Now, you have to be realistic about it. When you enroll at Memphis under these circumstances, there was always a chance you were not going to finish your career playing for the same guy that you started your career with. But still, go talk to the Ole Miss players who lost their coach on Sunday. Even though I think Ole Miss made the right move, it hurts for some of those players. And if Mike is indeed the next Florida State coach, he's going to leave behind a lot of guys who came here solely because of him, who only live in Memphis and attend the University of Memphis because of that guy. And so that's not easy. I can't imagine the players aren't thinking about it, talking about it. And, I'd be interested to know exactly how Mike's dealing with it with them. He doesn't owe us anything or need to tell us anything. But I do know that coaches sometimes will sit down with the players and say, hey, listen, I just want you to know where I'm at, what we're doing. No matter what happens next, we've got a championship to win. And we're going to do that on Saturday. And so we're going to focus on that for now. And then we'll wake up Sunday and we'll see what the future holds. There's a better way to say it, and I'm sure Mike knows it. And so I'd be interested to know how he's dealing with it in his locker room. You're exactly right. He does want to coach in this game. He wants to win a championship. I mean, that's something that matters. It's something that goes on your Wikipedia page. It's something that goes on your resume forever. A Cotton Bowl win, to complete a one-loss season, it's better than not having it, but it's not the same as having a championship, conference championship on your resume. It's something that he's been close to twice and hasn't gotten it. You saw how fired up he was after the game the other day when he told his players, hey, this means something. We just did something, but we're not done yet. And I think he meant that for himself as well. He wants to go get this on Saturday, and I suspect that he will. And then I suspect that he will move to Tallahassee pretty soon. And I would be surprised if he coaches in the bowl game. I let him in Memphis and Florida State, sort that out. But most coaches who leave for new jobs do not stay with their school through a bowl game, unless it's the unique situation like UCF a few years ago where they were trying to complete an undefeated season, or unless obviously the bowl game is a college football playoff semifinal and you've got a coordinator that might just stay with Ohio State or whoever else is in that game, because they're playing for something that really, really matters, as opposed to, you know, competing in an exhibition game. I mean, we've just talked about how great it would be for Memphis to be in the Cotton Bowl, and it would be great. It'd be a massive accomplishment, but it's still just an exhibition game that, you know, if it were to be against Alabama or Florida or, you know, Utah or whoever it could be, they, you know, NFL prospects would sit out of it because they would deem it not worth the trouble. And so, you know, I would suspect if Mike is off to Florida State, he's not going to coach in that game. So, to circle back, it hangs over the program and it hangs over this championship game, and it will. But I guess I would argue this. There was never a scenario where Memphis could be in this position where Mike wouldn't also be in a similar situation. Like, the two had to go hand in hand. There, if I told you in the preseason, hey, diehard Memphis fan, whoever you are, you're going to be 11-1 through 12 games and hosting the conference championship game. How does that sound? You'd go, oh, wow, that's amazing. I can't believe that. I'll take it. And then I said, okay, now let me tell you the next part. Because you're 11-1 and hosting a conference championship game, your young hotshot coach is going to be the target of Power 5 jobs, perhaps even a big job like Florida State. There's no way around it. If you go 11-1, that other thing's going with it. Are you still willing to take it? You'd be like, I guess if that's what it means, then that's what it means. And so now here we are. And so, I never tell people, I've said this before, what to do with their time or their money. But something really special is going to happen inside the Liberty Bowl on Saturday. And I know I've heard other people say, you know, let's let it be a great sending off party for Mike Norvell. And perhaps that's a sensible approach. But I would also say he's actively trying to get people into that stadium. He wants people there. He's made that clear. It means something to him. And if you are a Memphis fan who could have never dreamed of waking up in your home and driving 5 minutes to the Liberty Bowl to watch your nationally ranked team play another nationally ranked team on ABC for a conference championship game, and suddenly you're being allowed to experience that, maybe just don't go because it's a conference championship game, or just go to make it a sending off party for Mike Norvell. Go to thank him. He is probably coaching his last game as the Memphis coach on Saturday, and that's too bad from a Memphis football perspective, because I don't think they can find anybody better than him. I think they can find somebody else good, but I think he's a star. I wish he would coach at Memphis forever, but I understand why he won't. And go show him appreciation for what he's done. He has created everything that's happened this year as a byproduct of him. Game day on Bill Street, four ABC games, three in a five-game span, a sellout against SMU, a national ranking, a possible conference championship, a possible trip to a big-time bowl. Mike Norvell made all of that happen. Not alone, the administration backing him and giving him the tools to succeed, part of it. Justin Fuente leaving him a good situation, part of it. But Mike is most responsible for all of the good times Memphis football fans have had this year. And I think it would be great if people would not be upset that he's leaving, but be appreciative of what he provided the city and that university, and show up to thank him, because he's made it clear that that means something to him.
And when you, even just you mentioning all of that right there, it almost makes it more absurd when you look at the Twitter response from the Florida State side of things today. And if you think the Twitter response is bad, the FSU message boards are just on fire with them not being particularly happy that this is the direction that things look to be going there. You want to win the press conference if you're a university hiring a new coach, but at the end of the day, what the fans think, they're not the ones making the hire. But from a fan reaction standpoint, I mean, is that concerning to you if you're Mike Norvell and you're seeing that kind of response, or are you just completely tuning it out?
I think you have to tune it out. I mean, it is what it is. I said this morning on Jeff's show, Memphis is my alma mater. It's the school that I grew up rooting for. The last few years of Tiger football have been the best few years of my life. If it were strictly up to me from a Gary Parrish enjoys watching Memphis football be good perspective, I would want Mike Norvell to coach at Memphis forever. But take that, put it over here, and just let me look at it from the perspective of I like Mike Norvell. I want great things for him and his family. I'm happy that he's getting this opportunity. I'm excited that he's probably about to have one of the, you know, 10 or so best jobs in college football at such a young age. And I will root like crazy for him. Memphis will still be the football program I most want to be relevant and succeed. But my second favorite football program will immediately become the Florida State Seminoles. And so I know that not every person who graduated from that school or everybody who calls themselves a fan is able to detach themselves in that way emotionally. But I never criticize coaches, or at least I haven't in a long, long time, for doing the best things for them and their families and their careers. And you'd have a really hard time arguing that leaving Memphis to be the head coach at Florida State isn't best for Mike Norvell's career, isn't the thing that literally any of us would do if we were also given the opportunity. Like, you can go on whatever message board you want to go on and pick out whatever person you want to pick out, and if you told them that they could, you know, have the Florida State job or the Memphis job, unless they just loved Memphis and never wanted to leave this place, they would take the Florida State job. And that's the other thing I think sometimes gets lost. Memphis fans have largely been Memphis fans their whole lives. All they want is great things for Memphis. Mike Norvell probably didn't think about Memphis at all until December 2015. You know, he's not – he cares about this place, and I do think he enjoys being here, but it's not like he has grown up with it, lived with it the same amount of time as I've lived with it or some other people listening right now have lived with it. And so if you're Mike – you know, I think message boards and Twitter replies are often very misleading. I know that you could find a thread somewhere where people think that Mike is handling this the wrong way or not showing loyalty or making a mistake. But I would imagine that if there's 45,000 people in the Liberty Bowl on Saturday who call themselves Memphis fans, I'd imagine the majority of them understand why what's about to happen is going to happen. And also actually wish him well.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you on that, that sometimes those echo chambers of sports fans get a little crazy. But at the end of the day, the majority of sane fans out there would wish him the best.
Well, it's something that all of us would be wise to remember. You know, like Twitter, because we look at it all day long, it can become overwhelming. And you start to think, like, man, this is what the whole world thinks of me or the whole world thinks about something. And in reality, less than 10% of Americans are on Twitter. Even the people who are, quote, on it aren't on it as much as we are. And so you end up in a situation where, you know, 30 people are telling you back to back to back that they hate you or that you're not good at your job or that you shouldn't have your job. And it can be overwhelming. But then you have to take a step back and go, it's 30 people. It's not that many. It's not that many people relative to the number of people who are actually listening to what you say or reading what you write. And I even though I know that, it can still be disorienting sometimes. But I do think it's healthy for all of us to remember that it works both ways, by the way. Like, you can get all these people telling you how great you are as well. And it might also just really be 30 people. And so it feels way more than it actually is. And I think Mike or any college football coach, college basketball coach, professional athlete, or anybody who works in the public would be wise to remind themselves of that every once in a while. I certainly try to.
Well, everyone should get off social media tonight and turn on their TVs instead, because it's a great night of college basketball tonight. You have the Michigan-Louisville game, number one against the previously unranked, now number four team. Should have been the undercard, though, because you have Duke-Michigan State also playing tonight. With those games, what are you most looking forward to, and what are you looking for from them?
Michigan-Louisville, I think, is the game of the night. And we wouldn't have said that in the preseason or as recently as 8 afternoons ago, because last Monday afternoon, this was set up to be number one Duke against either number two or number three Michigan State at the Breslin Center. There's a reason why ESPN made it the headlining game on December 3rd. And then, of course, Michigan State loses as a 14-point favorite to Virginia Tech. Bad loss. Then Duke loses as a 28-point favorite to Stephen F. Austin. Terrible loss. Now those two schools are like ranked 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th or 11th and 12th. They're not the top five teams that they were just a week ago. but we still have a top five matchup, and it's not one anybody saw coming. Louisville, sure, they were preseason top five or six. They were number two last week. Once Duke lost, they were going to be number one. The Louisville Cardinals are number one in the AP poll right now. But Michigan was unranked this time last week. Michigan was unranked 2 days ago. But they went to the battle for Atlantis and in consecutive days knocked off Iowa State, North Carolina, Gonzaga, and they did it in convincing fashion. They were up more than 20 points on North Carolina. We're up more than 20 points on Gonzaga. And so now you've got Juwan Howard, this member of the Fab Five, who had a great NBA career and then worked as an NBA assistant, coaching his alma mater, and he's off to an incredible start. And if he is able to win tonight inside the Yum Center, and I'm not sure that they will, I wouldn't predict it, but I wouldn't have predicted all sorts of things that have happened already this season. If Michigan wins tonight, you know, I do the daily rankings at CBS Sports. Michigan will be the number one team in the country tomorrow morning, and if Michigan wins tonight and doesn't slip up between now and next Monday, they should be the number one team in the AP poll, and that's a pretty incredible story.
You mentioned, you know, that bad loss for Duke, and a couple top 15 teams have had bad losses, Duke, Kentucky. Memphis does not have a bad loss. That is a fact, and they hope they don't get a bad loss tonight with Bradley coming into FedEx Forum. 8 p.m. tip. Before I let you go, what are you expecting for this one for the Tigers here?
You know what? Listen, I think Memphis is going to win. Let me make that clear. But this is a sneaky game because it's Bradley. It doesn't register like, you know, Ole Miss registers or NC State registers. But this is a Bradley team that isn't great. I'm not trying to tell you that, but they're not bad. They were in the NCAA tournament last season. They've already beaten Kansas State. They did that last week. So listen, Kansas State's not good, but Kansas State's a Big 12 program that's ranked, you know, in the top 80 at KenPom, and Bradley beat them by 13 points. And so this is one where I don't think it should be taken for granted by Memphis fans that Memphis hasn't lost a bad game yet, because it happens in college basketball. Michigan State has lost a bad game. Duke has lost a horrendous game. Kentucky as well. Three big-time programs, preseason top five teams, coached by Hall of Fame coaches, and they've all been upset as double-digit favorites. So if it can happen to them, it can happen to anybody. And, you know, right now I know Memphis fans' attention is mostly on the Mike Norvell coaching search, and then the conference championship game, and then everybody's looking forward to Tennessee next weekend. But this is one you better be focused on, or if you're the players, better be focused for, because Bradley is not better than you, but they are good enough to beat you, just like they were good enough to beat Kansas State last week. And so, like I said, I expect Memphis to win, but this is one that it doesn't get anybody's attention when the schedule is released, but this is a tricky little non-league game that could, at least in theory, get complicated.
Gary, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the city here tonight.
Jessica, thanks for doing it. I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Bye. See you soon. That was the Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show. We're running a little behind. When we come back, we've got Keith Easterwood. It's my first time ever talking to him. I've never spoken to the man.
So this'll be good.
Should be a good time. We'll have that coming up next year on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's eventually going to become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests, those cracks in the bricks above your garage, it suggests that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but it's also bad. There is good news, though, and that's that American Standard Foundation can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, and it's the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks above your garage in the bricks, your instincts might be to just ignore them, right? Like, I'm the same way in lots of ways, but this is not the type of problem you want to ignore, because, again, this is not going to fix itself. Once you see those cracks in the bricks above your garage, the real damage is on the way. It could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse. And the way to do that is to get in touch with American Standard Foundation. Give them a call at 901-390-5555 508-901-390-5568, or just check them out on the web, asfoundationrepair.com, and click on the lintel lift tab.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
When you're in the need of quality jeans, shirts, and boots, think Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch. Frontier has thousands of square feet of merchandise at everyday low prices. Tons of jeans by Carhartt, Wrangler, and Ariat. Whether you're after classic denim jeans, dungarees, or work pants, you'll find it among Frontier's amazing selection of stylish, modern fits. Flame-retarded jeans and shirts now available as well. Colder weather is on the way, and Frontier is prepared with overalls, coats, and fleece jackets. Women's Sherpa jackets by Simply Southern starting at just $29.99. And don't forget the boots. Frontier boasts dozens and dozens of styles of boots. Work, dress, or play, come try on all the latest boot trends as well as proven classics. Ariat, Durango, Dan Post, and many, many more. You are guaranteed to find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, or shop online 24/7 at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
It's that wonderful time of year remembering family and friends, and Dinstals is the place to continue those holiday traditions. A tower of cashew crunch and tartlettes will send your holiday wishes to your clients and colleagues. And don't forget Dinstals award-winning chocolate pecan fudge. Stop by Dinstals today and fill this season with sweet memories. Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, and Collierville. Dinstals, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get ultra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin. Happy New Year.
May your holidays be Charmin, clean, merry, and bright. May all your undies be Charmin, clean, white.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait.
Welcome back. We are joined now by the legend, I'm told, Keith Easterwood.
Keith Easterwood is presented by Old Dominick Distillery. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
D-Red.
Yep.
Die, Brad, die.
Local basketball expert, talking hobos, heroes, and street corner clowns on 92.9's Gary Parrish Show.
Keith,
how are you doing? I'm doing good. Well, my wife, you tell mom I have her call you. She doesn't always see me as a legend. So.
Okay, I'll give her that heads up.
Well, how definitely. You doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Did you have a nice holiday?
Everything's good. It's just cold here right now. It's going to get better.
It's cold here, too. I was just thinking, so Bennett gave me this, like, ginger ale in the break that tastes like Christmas. It's quite good, but it got me to thinking that I wanted some turkey for dinner tonight. But like, in your opinion, how long is it acceptable to eat Thanksgiving leftovers?
We ate them through Sunday.
You ate them through, but you stopped.
Yeah, because we had a lot of people here, her kids and relatives, and they took a lot of stuff home, which was good because she always overcooks everything. So I think Sunday around lunch or so, you know, a little bit of dressing. We had honey baked ham and turkey, and then we looked at each other like, eh.
That was I burnt out on Sunday night too. I had planned to eat turkey sandwiches for an entire week straight to try and save money.
Yeah.
But that didn't work out. I got to this point where I was like, I cannot fathom putting another bite of turkey into my mouth. So
right.
Yeah, it's a good point. So Keith, you're a Tiger fan. The biggest thing Tigers fans are focused on today is this idea that Mike Norvell might be the mystery coach to be announced this weekend at Florida State. Things seem to be trending in that direction. Would you be able to support him from a fan perspective taking that job? Like, would that sit well with you?
Yeah, because number one, I don't know that you could, unless something happens with a different conference, that Memphis can be in the running for a national championship unless they expand it to 8 games. The job you've done here is phenomenal. I go back to when Rip Shear was winning 1 game a year for seemed like forever, and nobody was going to games, and the program was struggling. And then, you know, Fuente came in and took us to some places maybe we hadn't been. And Tommy West for a period of time did a good job. But what Norvell has done and his recruiting has shocked me, and I keep up with it. But, you know, Greg Marshall at Wichita State, these are basketball coaches because I'm more tied into basketball. Steve Forbes at ETSU are guys that I talk to, and Marshall has stayed at Wichita State, and they're compensating him well. And Forbes has got probably the best team in the Southern Conference, but he's got to win the tournament to get in the NCAA tournament. And they both say the same thing. Sometimes you don't mess with happy. And so that's something he and his family are going to have to consider, you know. In my opinion, you can't win at Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss's winning percentage for the last 11 years has been barely above 50%. The Arkansas program is in disarray, but both of them could probably throw a boatload of money. Now, I've been to Florida State games when they were really good and 80-something thousand people were tomahawking, but I do know they haven't kept their facilities up. But the ACC, other than Clemson, is not real good. So I would think he could go down and recruit and probably do well. My hope and prayer, and I think if you read Twitter, I stay out of the arguments with these Ole Miss people and Tennessee people.
probably a good idea.
I just look at it and go on. I hope he stays. So he's making a little bit over $2.5 million. What would it take to make him happy here? I mean, he's done a hell of a job, and, you know, what's going to happen Saturday – and they beat Cincinnati, we're going to the best bowl in the history of the program, whatever that is. You hear the rumor it could be the Cotton Bowl. So, but if he left, I think we should all thank him for what he's done for the program. He's not leaving like Fuente did. People thought maybe he threw the towel in early. Definitely not leaving like John Calipari did. I think he would be more stand-up than that. You know, and say, hey, I loved it here. We loved it here, but I've got a tremendous opportunity. And if you know, the numbers you hear, Florida State, you're paying up to $25 million in 5 years, plus the perks that go with that, the vehicles, the bonuses, and things of that. And so I don't know. My prayer would be that he stays. I think Tiger Nation hope he stays. You're seeing all kind of names on message boards and Twitter of who should replace him. I do think the administration is at Memphis right now. Have shown that historically they'll make a good decision on whatever he does. And I'm sure there's wheeling and dealing going on in the back trying to figure out how much money can we pay this guy and then what would it take. And then, so I don't know. But I've seen guys, you know, chase money and it didn't work out. Now he'll stay in coaching and, you know, he'll have $25 more million in the bank than I will. But if he left, I would not be one of these people that would criticize and be angry at him.
I like what you said there, that don't mess with happy, but certainly the notion of going someplace where he could one day compete for a national championship and the money, you know, money does talk down the road.
If you look back, Chubby Smith was doing a good job at Texas Tech. Now, how happy can you be in Lubbock, Texas? But you know, but he came here and culturally it just was not a good fit. And you know, I don't think he understood the love people in that area and around the country have for that Memphis basketball program. So we diligently keep up with recruiting. You watch him play. You listen to his words. Memphis guys didn't want to go over there. Well, I knew that was bunk because I talked to Memphis people. And then the penny came in, obviously, and changed the narrative. But so it wasn't a good fit. So that's the issue. Is, you know, you've got to understand the program you're going to and the people who are going to pay you and the fans. I mean, Nick Saban got beat on a fluky missed field goal the other day, and people are talking about he's washed up. So, you know, social media is good. I use it to collect news. But some of these idiots to get on here, like I say, and Tennessee fans go at me, I just block them because I don't want to hear it.
Well, it's a huge night of college basketball, and you're a basketball guy. You got the Louisville-Michigan game and the Michigan State-Duke game. And here in Memphis, you've got Memphis taking on Bradley, which certainly isn't a marquee matchup, but it could be an intriguing matchup. And the Braves are actually led by Penny Hardaway's godson. I mean, what are you looking for in this matchup here tonight?
You know what they won? Memphis and Bradley was in the Missouri Valley when I was growing up years ago, and we tell you how long it was. Those games were played at the Coliseum. They won the Missouri Valley Championship last year. He lost a lot of players. He brought a lot of transfers in. I look for Darryl Brown. Historically, when Memphis guys go away, either because they didn't get offered or they wanted to go somewhere else, they had big games. Andre Hollins had 41 in Hawaii years ago against us when he was in Minnesota. So I think Darryl will come in front of family and probably play lights out. But the Tigers are playing well. I watched against NC State the other day. They got a little sloppy in the second half. And those guys are growing to not being freshmen. And I think Penny's got a good rotation. You know, Tyler comes off the bench, hits three threes. And certainly we're without two players tonight. They got Dandridge back, but I think he plays limited minutes. You know, the guys have done a great job. And this is what I hear from practice and staff members. It's a cohesive group. They like each other. There's nobody being selfish. And I think they all realize the big picture is let's keep it in the road, get as many W's as we can, get James back, and let's make this run that we all thought was possible, you know, before the NCAA. I think made a bad decision. I know Gary and other people would tell you what a rule is the rule, but, you know, the NCAA at some point is going to be out of business anyway when kids are able to sell their own likeness and jerseys and autographs and billboards and stuff like that. So, yeah, I you know, and I'll keep up with it. I'll try to watch what I can. I think they win. Is there going to be a letdown from New York? And that's the one good thing about Twitter. When those guys travel and other guys' teams that I know, you know, I can go with them. So I saw them, you know, at the 9/11 Memorial at Times Square. And, you know, Penny's done a good job with these guys. And the staff has. So I don't mean to shortcut anybody on the staff. But and they're recruiting heavily because I've seen he's in Texas. He's here. He's there. You know, and you look what Michigan did. They brought a guy from the NBA and an ex-player. And I think some of Penny's success had something to do with that. And he's rejuvenated the program. They weren't even ranked. Now they're 4 or 5 in the country. We'll see, can they maintain that tonight? They've done a good job. And when I watch games, I'm watching for what do you do after timeouts. They're actually running a little more offensive sets this year than last year. They've got weapons, more weapons, you know. And then you say this. Almost all these guys are Penny's guys, and that means a lot. That means he was in the home, he met the family, a girlfriend, the dog, the high school coach, the AAU coach. You know, and I think Juwan's got an advantage in Michigan because his kids play AAU ball, so he somewhat understands that culture. Penny definitely does. And so, you know, people are talking the worry, and it would hurt me too, and I got tickets, but I may not go. When they play in Knoxville, Lord, I'll have to stay off of Twitter because young people are going to act a donkey. But, you know, and I'm hoping next year with the game being in a neutral site in Nashville that, you know, maybe Barnes and Penny or somebody in the administration of Tennessee will realize it's not about them and them arguing and whatever. It's good for both fan bases. I'm in the central eastern part of the state. It's really the first time that I hear them talking basketball is over the Memphis games. And so I don't think they want to lose that. And, you know, I look for it to be sold out in Knoxville. We had a great crowd in Memphis last year, and I think they'll have a great crowd in Nashville next year. So I would hate to see that game go away. Historically, it's meant a lot to people like me. I think it means a lot to players, and people get into it. Well, we don't want Tennessee coming to Memphis to recruit. He's already coming to Memphis to recruit. Now, he hadn't been real successful, but he's still trying. You know, I know he's in strong with Kennedy Chandler over at Briarcrest. So we'll see. What you hope is the stuff that went on with Wiseman don't hurt him with recruiting, because college coaches can be low down. They can be petty. They'll lie. And so you don't know right now what they're saying to recruits, and I kind of forewarned the staff before, when you start going head-to-head with the guys you're going head-to-head with, they're going to play dirty. And, you know, the question I get asked about who turned Wiseman in, I really don't know. You know, I know people on this end of the state were really peed off, pardon the expression. And we know the Kentucky people were upset because they thought they were going to get him, but Wiseman on the record saying he'd have went to Florida State, which I don't blame him because I really love Leonard Hamilton and Stan Jones down there. So I don't know, but I look for it to be a good game. I look for Daryl to have a good game. You know, NC State is good. We held our own with them. NC State's better than Bradley. So, you know, I think the Tigers win tonight. We got a big football game there Saturday, which I wish I could attend, but I'm working. You know, like you say, you've got these, you know, top four or five rated teams. Well, Michigan State and Duke are 10-11, I think, but they're still good basketball. And so, you know, with the phone, with the iPad, and with the TV, you can watch a lot of basketball at one time. So
you can. I like to have all my screens up at one time. And that's the best thing about, even though you're working, you can still see the game Saturday. Keith, it was so nice to finally get a chance to talk to you. This was lovely. Thank you.
No, you did great. Now, not good. Gary did me like Calkins. He took some of my minutes. I'm going to have to text him.
Yeah, be sure to do that, for sure.
You know, you're doing really good.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith.
I keep up with you, and everybody likes you. I asked, you know, I said, did she know who I am? He said, Keith, everybody knows you.
Everybody knows. I was telling Bennett when I first moved here, I would always be listening to Gary's show when I was driving to high school basketball games in the winter, and I'd always hear you on, and I had no idea your history, but I just knew I liked listening to you on GP's show.
Well, it's very nice of you to say that. And I'll get my wife to call you and let her know I'm a legend.
Yeah, yeah, give her my number. Thank you.
Hey, have a great show. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Keith. Talk to you later. That was wonderful. I'm so glad I finally got to talk to the legend. And my fiance just texted me. He says everybody likes you, Jess. That's all you ever want to hear.
You really just need
some kudos.
You really just need like two questions for him.
Oh my gosh, he's incredible.
Yeah.
He's amazing. I think he counted. He covered like 9 different topics in Tigers basketball through one question. That's all you need. Like, thank you for making my job infinitely easier.
Yeah, I honestly don't think Gary's ever had a question for him. He literally just comes on and says, Easterwood, what's up?
And there he goes.
And we roll, yeah.
It's incredible.
Yep.
When we come back, we're a little late, but 4 notable stories at 4:44-ish. That's next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, Keith Easterwood here for old Dominic Vodka, downtown Memphis on Front Street. Tickled to be part of what they're doing. Tickled to be part of trying to help them get the word out about their great products. They're going to be involved with the AAC championship game this weekend. They're involved with everything Memphis starting today. The Holigick gift set is out. Includes a bottle of Memphis Toddy, 2 signature Toddy glasses. You can get them at your favorite local liquor store, or you can come down to the gift shop. And I remind you, they've now got a bar in there. You can take tours. You want to rent a facility for parties. Again, we should support Memphis Ventures, and the Canales have done a great job building this, and it's only getting better. Keith Easterwood, out.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/save big, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 12-8-19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is always ready to help you impress your special someone. No matter what your budget, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect gift in zero interest financing from now until Christmas. Robert Irwin Jewelers is your holiday gift headquarters.
Welcome a new year at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica, Tuesday, December 31st. Win up to 2020B rewards or a new Dodge Challenger and toast the new year with a midnight balloon drop. See Be Connected for details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Welcome to Moe's!
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, and more with more than 20 fresh ingredients. Moe's gives you exactly what you're craving. Have a home or work event? Let Moe's cater or book one of their two food trucks. Just call 901-606-3172. Stop in on Moe Monday for $5.99 burritos or bowls all day or ask about box lunches starting at $8. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Decking the halls with custom cards and invitations.
Staples makes connecting with clients and loved ones easy. With hundreds of holiday templates you can customize and call your own.
And And now, for a limited time, get 40% off select custom cards and invitations. Some can even be printed same day.
So deck the halls for less this year at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/7/19, limit one. Visit staples.com/holidaycards or store for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. With special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
All right, let's get right into four notable stories.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
All right, I'm going to start with the good news, and then there's some not as good breaking Grizzlies news. Moran is the Western Conference Rookie of the Month. Woo!
Yeah!
First Grizzlies rookie to earn that honor since who, Bennett?
Ooh, the first Grizzly to earn that honor since. I'm going to say O.J. Mayo.
I would have given you like a bajillion dollars if you got it. No, it was Nick Calathes in 2014.
How about that?
Yeah, save that one.
Wow, was that before or after the home crowd booed him?
I don't know. That was before my Memphis time.
Okay.
But I would like to also say Brandon Clark was a nominee for Rookie of the Month.
Okay.
That's
deserving.
Cool, but... Now the bad medical update. Do you have you guys need to make a medical update Grizzlies sound effect?
We do have this is breaking news.
It just came out.
Okay,
Grizzlies
this is 92.9 breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
Well, Brandon Clark in the first half of Sunday's game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, Clark aggravated a sore left oblique muscle, did not return for the second half. He did not dress for Monday's game against the Indiana Pacers and is considered week to week.
Week to week.
The Ja Morant, Brandon Clark, week to week train is officially rolling. It's just such a bummer.
That is, he didn't play last night. We knew that,
I mean, like the Grizzlies, they're lost to the Pacers on a Monday night after Thanksgiving weekend and no one is there to see it.
That was a tough one. I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
You have to be there.
Yeah,
it doesn't count. They don't get an extra credit point for that one. But, I mean, it was just – you can't say they'll never do anything fun in that situation because they were without Ja, Jonas. Brandon only played, 10 minutes on that road win in Minnesota over the weekend. And they won. And, Dylan Brooks had 26 points, and it was fun. But last night, was kind of like the epitome of when you take a shaky team and you take four – significant playmakers away from that already shaky team, things are going to just get
shakier. Their longest road trip of the season.
Yeah, and you had, Jaren Jackson Jr. had a season high 31 points last night, and they're still going to lose. So, womp womp. Sad.
Story number two.
All right, so there was a little bit of a question mark on Tigers basketball top 2020 recruit Jalen Green. He had originally said that he was going to be committing on Christmas Day, push that back indefinitely. And so there was kind of a conversation on, is he still planning to go to college or is he going to follow in his friend RJ Hampton's footsteps and go overseas? He did an interview with Rivals that came out this afternoon in which he said, I think I want to go to college right now as it is. So that's a plus. He also talked about he doesn't have a specific top five, an official top five, but his unofficial top five is Auburn, Fresno State, Oregon, USC, and Memphis. And he had little blurbs about each of those. And what he said about Memphis was Mike Miller and Penny Hardaway, they are close to me. They are like family. I like the facility out there. It's really enclosed. You can lock in and focus. Memphis is a good school. He had nice things to say about all those programs. But I will say Memphis is the only one he used the word family for. So as we continue to track what Memphis does with this 2020 recruiting class, Jalen Green, their top target, at least for now, looks like he is choosing to play college basketball.
Story number three.
Story number three is an interesting report that came out today from Jason Munns over at the Commercial Appeal, and that is that Tim Howard will become the new GM of 901 FC.
I saw that. He was at the Grizzlies game last night with head coach. I saw him sitting in the stands.
Maybe they were working out some final things there. He's still under contract with MLS until the new year, so there won't be a formal announcement until then. But I think this is really great, mostly because Tim Howard's great, and he's already a minority owner. And he's a legend. He was on 3 World Cup teams, owns the record for most saves in a World Cup. And he's Tim Howard. And with all the positives that we saw in year one in 901 FC, to get a face behind that team and what they're trying to do in the city, I think it only goes up with him in that spot.
No doubt. Like, I think that, you know, when he was attached to this whole thing when it started, it was cool.
It elevated it. Yeah, it's Tim Howard. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tim Howard. It's cool. But now this, him becoming the GM, or if and when he does, shows that, like, he's really invested in the thing and really cares. He's going to be here in Memphis, and that's awesome.
And invested in Memphis, which was the positive thing of him there, too.
Story number 4.
Bennett, have you heard? There's a secret society of women in sports.
Okay, now you were telling me about this before the show. I have not. You got to fill me in.
I have to fill you in. Okay. So last night I'm just scrolling through Twitter, and I see this video from this group of women, all of whom I admire. Carrie Champion, Katie Nolan, Maria Taylor, Julie Foudy, Sarah Spain. And they allegedly are all part of a women in sports secret society. And so really what it was a bit for Katie Nolan's show, Always Late with Katie Nolan, which is a great show, and it was a perfect bit. And they had a shrine to Doris Burke. But the piece of it that went viral yesterday is them talking about what they are doing this week to ruin sports for men.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.